This is Ariel Green, and you're listening to Spartancast for Hazelwood East High School. You can visit our website at spartancast.blogspot.com. Due to some technical difficulties, the sound quality of some segments aren't as efficient as they normally would be. We're looking to correct this problem. We would like to thank you for your patience. Many of our winter sports teams here at East are coming to a close. However, these teams have had some outstanding accomplishments. The wrestling team is one of them. Mr. Hendricks is an art instructor here at East, and he is also one of the coaches for the wrestling team. He is here today to tell us more about himself and the team. Mr. Hendricks, what are some of the wrestling team's accomplishments for this season?
So far, coming to the end of the season, we finished the dual meet season 8-1, second in the conference. We took fourth at the Fox tournament. We took first at the Vianney tournament, first at the Chaminade tournament, first at the Kirkwood tournament, second at Riverview tournament, and there's one other tournament. We took second in the Rittner tournament.
Who can we expect to proceed to state?
Well, we expect, high things from all of our wrestlers, and I think that if they all work hard, we can get the majority of them to state. We just had the seed meeting yesterday, so on paper, it looks the way the seed meeting went. Steven Adams, Meissen Adiosaur, Anthony Brock, Lawrence Brown. Who else was it? Ken Stewart, Dominic Thornton, Jay Warren. All of them were seeded to go to state, but that's just on paper. So we'll get at least them two, and hopefully a few more.
How has this season been different from past seasons?
It's kind of back and forth, more like a merry-go-round. We've had some real good past seasons. Last few years, probably last 3 or 4 years, we've just been slowly just building it back up. So if you go back just a couple years ago, we didn't have quite as good a season. Last year was a pretty good season. This year was even better, and we even expect next year to get better than this one. So it's kind of just a building year. Last year was a building year, and we're just kind of stepping forward each year as we go.
What made you decide to coach wrestling?
I've always been involved in the sport. I've been coaching wrestling now for 10 years here, 6 years as head coach. I've been involved in it when I was in high school and college, so I got a great passion for the sport, so I like to continue coach wrestling for pretty much probably as long as I teach.
Are there any other sports that you coach or would like to coach besides wrestling?
I don't have a whole lot of time to coach any other sports because for me wrestling's all year round. I coach, I do the wrestling here. I also do intramural wrestling over at Kirby in March, and then in the summer we try to get our kids involved in freestyle wrestling and get things together and all that for our Little League wrestling team as well. Before I was head coach, I did coach baseball here, but when I found out that wrestling was going to take up so much of my time, that's pretty much all I have time to coach.
Who else besides yourself assists with coaching?
Coach Richard Blige, Coach Jason Brown, Coach Kirsch Bledsoe.
What can we expect from the team next year, and what are some of your future plans for the team?
I think you can expect us to step it up another level next year. We're even trying to get out of some of the lower-end tournaments that we are involved in that we had to get into a few years back when our numbers were down. We're trying to switch over to get into some of the tougher tournaments in the state to prepare our kids more for the state tournament. But hopefully next year we can, our goal is to get a conference championship and get everybody back to state plus a few and bring home some state medals.
Well, I thank you for your time. For more information about the wrestling team, you can contact the school here at 953-5600. Another winter sport whose season just came to a close is boys swimming. Boys swimming has had some amazing accomplishments this year. Mrs. Bearveld is a health instructor and physical education teacher here at Hazelwood East. She is also one of the coaches for boys swimming. She is here today to tell us more about boys swimming and herself. Mrs. Bearveld, what are some of the boys swim team's accomplishments this season?
I think we really came together as a team. We had our first win as a team in the last 4 years against McClure. And we also had several people medal in both the tri-meet and also in the conference tournament.
How has this season been different from past seasons?
Well, this is my first season in the boys swimming, so I really can't refer to that past season. But I think we had more people come out this year, so that was better for the team.
What made you decide to coach boys swimming?
I decided to coach boys swimming. Daryl Coleman came to me and said that there was no coach and that they needed a coach, and because I already coached the girls' softball team and the guys' tennis team. And so I felt like, you know, time was right for me to go ahead and do the swimming coach job.
Who else besides yourself assists with coaching the team?
Mr. Friedrich.
What can you expect from the team next year, and what are some of your future plans for the team?
Well, unfortunately, next year they're changing the boys' season from the winter season to the fall season. So that's going to be difficult because a lot of people are in cross country and also football, so we might be limited on how many returners we'll have coming back. But we do have some promising returners coming back next year.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Bearveld, for your time. For more information about the boys swim team, you can contact the school here at 953-5600. There are currently many different events going on here at East in recognition of Black History Month. Some of these events, which have already taken place, were the kickoff celebration at the beginning of the month, a visit from famous historians that took place on February 2nd. We had open house on February 6th. St. Louis native author Keisha Irvin came to speak to some of our females here on February 10th. And on February 15th, gospel choir sang on all lunch shifts. On February 22nd, we're having a soul food day in the cafeteria, and closing out the Black History Month celebration will be the school musical called Once on This Island. Show nights are Thursday, February 23rd, Friday, February 24th, and Saturday, February 25th at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $5 in advance for students and $6 in advance for adults. At the door, tickets are $6 for students and $7 for adults. Please come out and support the theater department. Besides the different events that are going on, our school is currently decorated in black, red, and green, the symbolic colors of Africa. There are also many signs and posters hung around the school recognizing many famous black historians who have made a difference in America. If you would like to visit our school and see some of the events that are going on, feel free to contact the school here at area code 314-953-5600.
There are many organizations here at East that teach students how to become positive role models for their peers. We instill in them good values and morals for life. One of the organizations here at East is the Peer Leader Organization. Peer Leaders is a group that's sponsored by myself, Ms. Dotson, as well as Mrs. McCoy. I'm here today to tell you a little bit about the organization. Peer leaders are selected by the faculty and the administration team to represent Hazelwood East as positive role models. My peer leaders attend workshops to learn about alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs so they can provide information to their peers and younger students in the district through classroom presentations. Peer leaders are also trained to conduct conflict mediation with their peers. They also participate in the Teenage Health Consultant Program through the St. Louis County Department of Health, where we go into the classroom and work with our freshmen and eighth graders at Kirby and making positive decisions. They talk about dating issues and conflict mediation. Now, you have some questions for me?
Yes. What exactly made you want to become one of the sponsors for the organization?
I worked side by side with Miss Lane, who had the organization for about 4 years, and she slowly grandfathered me into the program. So after working with her, I was just interested in keeping the group alive and well and bringing to it new innovative ideas and how to work with the children and making positive decisions so that they can relay that information to their friends and family in all areas of their life.
What are some of your future plans for the organization?
I would like for the group to keep the same fundamental basis that it's always had, and that is that, you know, we try to portray ourselves as role models and being upstanding citizens at East, and we like to help our students make positive decisions, and I would like to continue that.
How many Pearlies do you currently have involved in the organization?
There are 34.
How long will you continue to sponsor the club?
As long as I'm at East.
Well, thank you, Ms. Dodson. To talk more with Ms. Dodson, you can contact her here at the guidance office. The phone number at the school is 953-5600.
Thank you for listening to Spartancast here at Hazelwood East. You can visit our website at www.spartancast.blogspot.com.